celebrating WrestleMania 34 this morning.
We're destroying the musical cues this morning.
We're a little tired, everybody. I'm sure you are as well. If you're listening to this podcast, you were up late, right? We were all up late, right? Were we up too late?
We were not up too late for WrestleMania 34 in the books. An exciting night, an exciting weekend, and we're here to react, to talk about everything that we saw from Friday to Sunday to Monday. Here we are, Raw's breathing down our neck. You know, I was listening to Tommy Dreamer this morning, and he said, this is the off season for WWE, when you go to sleep after WrestleMania and then wake up for Raw the next day. So it is the next day. WrestleMania, the greatest wrestling weekend of the year, is now over, sadly. We're 364. That's not true. I don't know how many days till next year, but it's a year until next WrestleMania. But we've got plenty to talk about. My good brother Bobby here.
Got plenty of stuff. You know, hey, let's say this. You know, I was thinking right before I got in the truck with you. Shouldn't Raw kick off with Nicholas and Braun Strowman? Don't you think that's the way to kick off Raw tonight?
No, I'd kick off Raw. Brock Lesnar walks out. Brock Lesnar, if you didn't see it last night, physical main event with Roman Reigns. A lot of people complaining about the match because it was it reminded me a lot of John Cena Lesnar from SummerSlam 14. It reminded me a lot of Goldberg Lesnar from last year, except one-sided.
No. Goldberg Lesnar last year looked like a five-star compared to this.
So, nah, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say a five-star. I'm not going to start saying match ratings. This was not a match that deserved a rating. It was a fight. It was a beatdown. It was Roman Reigns getting destroyed, bleeding 100% real blood out of his head, with just real blood covering his face. Really a complete dissection of Roman Reigns. Did it take 6-7 F5s to put him down? Sure. I mean, that's probably more than anybody's taken in a match ever from Brock Lesnar. But down he did go. Brock Lesnar, I think in a huge shocker, retaining that Universal Championship.
Was to us, was to everybody in the Good Brothers compound yesterday. We were all selecting, you know, Reigns to come out of there undoubtedly. Yes?
Universal. I thought you were going to say Universal Champion. Yeah. No one expected Lesnar to hold on. I think we all thought that he was out. I think we thought this was his last match. Clearly, we were wrong. The last thing you can do with WWE is assume you know what's going on, because you don't know what's going on. I'll agree with you, that match was kind of crap from a match perspective, but WrestleMania, I think, as a whole, did not deliver much on the in-ring product, but delivered a lot on the story product.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what WWE does. But here's the thing. If you're going to book a dream match, if you're going to book an in-ring dream match, you got to have a dream match. But that being said, there was great spots at WrestleMania, right? And he doesn't want me to go too negative because he's sitting here with his sourpuss face.
No, well,
this is a reaction show. A reaction show about how the dream match sucked. But no, WrestleMania as a whole was good.
I just start saying there's all sorts of story things, lines, things happening. You're like, yes, there was a really bad match. Let me tell you about it. Let me talk about, yes, if you're sitting there this morning and you were hyped for Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles, like we were, if you thought it was going to tear the roof off the Superdome, if you thought that it was going to be a five-star classic, I'm sad to report we were all wrong. It was your typical WWE roll-around selling for 30 minutes.
Dolph Ziggler might as well have been in that match.
It could have been anybody in that match. You definitely couldn't have told me those were the two greatest technical wrestlers in the world putting on a performance, because I don't know if they didn't come to work. I don't know. I think we just have to say that Nakamura is ruined, and AJ Styles couldn't even bring him up to a passable level at WrestleMania. You know, the entrances were great. I can't even think of a single spot in that match other than after the bell.
Here's the unfortunate thing. Some of the spots were kind of brutal. Like, some of the work was a little stiff. Like, they do kind of a nice move, but then they just lay around.
Yeah.
And that worked for Ciampa and Gargano, but that's because the spots were bigger. And the
Ciampa Gargano, okay, so Ciampa and Gargano, main event of the NXT show on Saturday, TakeOver New Orleans. A match that has been 9 months? How long has that been in the making?
Long time.
A long time. You know, former friends, now bitter enemies. so many great spots in that match. And yeah, that was a long match, and there were a lot of, you know, towards the end, a lot of selling and, you know, kind of slow pace. But there was a lot of story going in that match. The story going into AJ Styles Nakamura is you're going to see a great match. You're going to see a dream match. The two best wrestlers in the world. And that's not what we got. The story didn't deliver.
No, the story did not deliver on that. It kind of just left me scratching my head. You know, it's good brother Charlie was sitting there. And he said, you know, what I say, it didn't kick into gear. But he said, I don't even know if it kicked into the gear before the gear.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. And then when that match, I thought, at the end, I thought, okay, it's going to at least have a hot finish. It's going to at least have a lot of false finishes and pick up. It never picked up. Of course, I called it. AJ hung on to the WWE title. Then after the bell, the thing you're going to be talking about, the thing everybody's going to be talking about, you had Nakamura and AJ hug it out. Nakamura grabs the belt from the ref, gets down on one knee, hands the belt to AJ Styles, kind of showing him respect, maybe a little too much respect. And then boom, the low blow. Nakamura, heel turn at WrestleMania. Super memorable. You're not ever going to say that's not a memorable moment.
No, I agree.
So in that manner, I guess the WWE delivered. Styles holds on to the title, which I think was the right move, especially if you're not going to see much of a match. And now we're going to get a Nakamura AJ feud. So maybe they'll have more chances to wow us in the ring. But WrestleMania, maybe it collapsed under its own expectations. Maybe everybody just put too much pressure on it, and it could never have delivered. But I think it could have delivered more than it did.
It could have tried.
Yeah, it did not feel like it tried.
So what was your match of the night last night?
I think there was a lot of good out of WrestleMania. I think the two main events were a little bit of a head-scratcher. I think the two main events kind of didn't happen the way people expected, which is good. But they also didn't deliver, which is bad.
All right, so since you're talking about the main events, I'm just going to interject this real quick. And we got to talk about it. We have to talk about it. Is the main events, which happened at the main event end of the show, is WrestleMania getting too long?
I would say that no. I thought last night for a minute during the Styles Nakamura match that, yeah, I was falling asleep. Like, this show's just too long. There are two more matches after this. But then Braun comes out with all that stupid craziness with the bar, picking a kid out of the audience, a complete comedy match, and I was awake the entire time. I never threatened to fall asleep. So no. WrestleMania did not get too long. WrestleMania got too boring.
Woo! There you go. Hot take. WrestleMania got too boring.
And I'm not even going to say that. True. The wrestlers failed. AJ and Nakamura failed to keep. They failed. I failed.
I feel like if they delivered.
They failed to keep our attention.
I feel like if they delivered, they got a lot of heat off of the Lesnar Reigns. Now, let me tell you something about Lesnar Reigns. Brock Lesnar doesn't need to be taking us to Suplex City anymore. I'm tired of a match starting off with seven suplexes and a man laying on the ground.
Brock Lesnar it's the laziest formula ever for a match.
Listen, Brock, if you're going to main event Brock, if you're going to put him in the main event of WrestleMania, he's going to have to wrestle a match. He's going to have to wrestle a match. Capiche? I'm so tired of this Suplex City. I'm going to throw him around for 7 minutes. You know, he's going to lay around, and that's going to be the match. You know, I went back and watched that this morning, didn't hate it as much as I did last night. But, you know, the crowd was out of it. You know, the crowd was out of it. And you always say, well, that crowd, blah, blah, that crowd. Well, was that crowd hating that kid being in the ring? No. Like you said, they were on their feet for it. It was interesting. It was interesting in some way, shape, or form. Not interesting, entertaining. Brock Lesnar's shtick is no longer entertaining.
Right. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. I'm just going to read this list to you. High angle belly to back suplex. Leg hook belly to back suplex. Cobra cut clutch suplex. Cross face chicken wing suplex. Crotch clutch suplex. Dragon suplex. Electric chair suplex. German suplex. Straight jacket suplex. Half and half suplex. Half Nelson suplex. Pump handle suplex. Sleeper suplex. Three quarter Nelson suplex. Tiger suplex. Wheelbarrow suplex.
I feel like I know what you're doing here. It's not entertaining anymore.
That are just the types listed on the wiki of belly to back suplexes, which is just one type of suplex. and we have to just see the same German suplex from Brock Lesnar.
I feel like
17
he did it.
Times
I feel
in the
like
match.
He did a different.
Shut up. He picked him up and threw him. That was a belly to back suplex, a belly to back German suplex. Because you pick him up, belly to back, and release. That's a German suplex. And he can't throw some different suplexes. It's Suplex City. I wouldn't mind going to Suplex City if we didn't eat at the same place every time we went there.
Yeah, so it was just, it was tough to watch. Roman, first part, when Roman put a spear on him, he actually did a really good job. But is the Roman Reigns experiment over? What are we saying here with this ending?
I don't know where we go from now with Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns doesn't need to be main eventing WrestleMania. True or false?
I don't know if that's true or not. I think that this was not Roman Reigns' fault. He went out there with his marching orders, get suplexed, and he got suplexed. Have real blood come out of your hair, some nondescript cut or your hairline that no one can see. He had real blood, 100% real blood.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they needed to do, but just the two mains, just they did not.
Well, there's
entertain.
No reason to making this a 30-minute complaint show because there was a lot to like about wrestling.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So, what was your match of the night?
Match of the night, surprise of the night. This is wrestling of the night. Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle take on Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. No one thought. Everyone dumped on that match, present company included, even Edmund here, live from the Durango Grill. He thought this match was going to be terrible. Ronda Rousey can't go. Ronda Rousey is crap. Kurt Angle's old. Triple H is boring. Everybody came out there and wrestled a pro wrestling match with a woman who is a beast, showing off what a dangerous person she could be. This was a great match. And I want to say this. This is wrestling. This is wrestling. Wrestling, pro wrestling, WrestleMania is about the insanity, the silly stuff. And this match delivered on every level. It was a great match, and I loved it. Match of the night, mixed match. Rousey and Angle come out on top. Rousey breaks Stephanie McMahon's arm. And you can't mention this match without mentioning the great call from Corey Graves, especially when Ronda gets tagged in and Corey Graves screams out, "Somebody call the cops!" Great, and I think you agree with me that it was an awesome match. It might not have been your match of the night, but everyone is coming out of that talking about Rousey now. And as far as we know, Rousey has a future with WWE, so that's not even the last we're going to see of her. It's the first we're seeing of her.
That's the talk coming out of WrestleMania without question, because that match over and above exceeded expectations. It was excellente.
And
but
you could sit here, you could argue. Everyone thought Nakamura Styles was going to be match of the year, and everyone thought that Ronda Rousey would be garbage. And both delivered what they delivered because of the expectations that were had for them. And it's true. It helped a lot that we thought it was going to be terrible.
It's true.
But it was still really, really fun. I say other than that, my second favorite match of the night, another puzzling ending, but in a good way, Charlotte versus Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship. Asuka's streak ends.
New Orleans, man, where streaks go to die. The Undertaker's ending down there. We got Asuka's ending down there.
No one saw
something
that happening.
Something about the voodoo.
No one saw that happening. Charlotte's entrance, I'm going to admit, I teared up a little bit in that entrance, that kind of Ric Flair, Triple H hybrid entrance. It was great. Charlotte and the match was great, too. It really, really rocked. And when Asuka tapped that figure eight, I was surprised it was over.
I agree. Yeah, it's true. I was, too, because here's the thing. You know what's funny? Down in New Orleans, sitting there, watching The Undertaker get his third F5, not getting up from my seat because I thought nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, this ain't over.
Charlotte puts her in the figure eight. I start looking at my phone. Nothing's going to happen. Boom, Asuka taps out. Just like surprise.
Not only does Asuka lose, Asuka taps.
Yeah.
So a great match and a good show of respect afterwards by Asuka to the champ, Charlotte Flair. I think it was a great surprise and a great placement for that match. Even though it wasn't first, it was second, and I think it set the night off really hot.
Absolutely. Well, what really set the night off hot was that Intercontinental Triple Threat match. You can't be would be remiss to mention that. Those guys went out there and really worked a good match to open the show.
A really strong match. I think that match could have really benefited from a ladder. But yeah, I loved Seth Rollins' White Walker entrance. I thought that was insanely cool. I won't talk about Finn Balor's entrance. It was I felt really included, I guess. It felt all inclusive, very inclusive. But yeah, what a show. And Rollins going over surprised me. I really thought Balor was going to take that one.
Hey, I called it right here on the Good Brothers WrestleMania preview show. I said Seth Rollins was going to win, I think. If I didn't say it then, I'd say it later. We made a lot of predictions
this weekend.
We predicted about four different times this weekend. Whatever we put on the radio was official.
We were all right. At some point, we were all right. Yeah, that was a good hot opener. So much good stuff out of that show. What did you think of Braun Strowman and Nicholas? New tag team champions, Braun Strowman and Nicholas, the kid out of the audience.
I enjoyed it. I felt like Nicholas could have gave us a little kick on Cesaro or maybe taken the pin.
Just a little, yeah.
I could have added to it for my enjoyment. But I
would like to see Nicholas take one bump. Just hey, one bump.
Yeah.
The Cesaro swing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but I get it. He's a kid. You know, whatever. He's not in the ring with the Young Bucks, who tweeted out a picture of them super kicking a kid afterwards.
Man. Oh, man.
But, yeah, I felt like he could have done a little more. But, yeah, I didn't mind it. I was like, oh, this is fun.
Here's the thing.
It was entertaining.
Here's the thing. Every kid that loves WWE is now thinking, I could go to a WWE show and I could be Braun Strowman's partner.
I could
end up in the ring.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what's going to happen. I mean, this is my guess, Raw tonight. I don't think we see Nicholas again. Maybe we do. But I don't think we see Nicholas defending that tag title on every show. I think Braun just keeps picking people out of the audience.
I think Braun picked him because he's wearing those athletic pants.
He did have his athletic pants on. He's wearing his working pants.
I think that's why Braun picked him. But, yeah, no, I don't know. I didn't have a problem with it. If there was a gun to my head like you said there was going to be, I would not be here.
You would be dead.
Giving this prediction. Thankfully, there wasn't. I would have never said Nicholas.
Is there anything worth noting from Mania? I mean, every match I thought was good. Everything was good that happened, except for the mains that were a little annoying. and I think Nakamura Styles was actively bad. And Reigns Lesnar was such a train wreck freak show. Like, it was like, I can't turn away from this, but it wasn't a good match. But everything else I thought delivered on some level.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Good WrestleMania. Like, yeah, last year I think was a bad WrestleMania. This year was a good WrestleMania. Hey, wrestling's an art form. You're going to agree or disagree. Whatever you're looking at, I thought, for my money, what you should think is that it was a good WrestleMania.
I'll take a couple other things of note. Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax went out there, and without anybody having any expectations of that match, I think delivered a really solid performance.
Yep.
And I was saying this morning, what a weird world we live in where it's a four-foot woman versus a giant large woman, and the giant large woman is the one getting bullied. She's the one doing it for the bullies. She's a sexy big woman. I'm a sexy big woman. Someone should tell me if they also heard Nia Jax say that last night. But yeah, I thought that match was great. And I also could not believe the Bludgeon Brothers coming out and absolutely destroying the Usos and New Day. Two teams who've just grown this pedigree of having great matches and then just be torn apart worse than Roman Reigns.
What are your feelings on that? You feel like we should have got a decent matchup? I'm going to say this. Right now, I'm like, eh. But at the time, I remember not caring. Like, last night, I was like, eh, that's all right.
I'm going to say this. WrestleMania is a place to make legends. I think that match made the Bludgeon Brothers. Would it have been better if they just eked by in a physical, long, great match? Maybe better to watch, but I don't know if it's the better story.
Yeah.
And WrestleMania heavily storyline driven last night.
Man, you want to talk about storylines? There are some good storylines. Just real quick, I just want to touch on Supercard Honor.
Let's talk about that. We're going to talk about that NXT. Let's talk about all of them.
We started watching Supercard Honor. Unfortunately,
hold up. Now, I'm not going to say unfortunately on this. This pisses me off. I'm a member of the Honor Club, a VIP member of the Honor Club. I get an email on Friday night, Saturday morning saying, Honor Club had rolled out their Roku app. It was in beta mode. I understand that.
It's in beta mode.
So we think, you know, it's a long night. We tried to watch NXT, then watch ROH because ROH came on later. So it's going to be a long night, but that's fine. finish up NXT, go to watch Ring of Honor, and you can't do anything but watch it live. You can't rewind.
Can't go back to the beginning.
Got on the app, couldn't rewind. Well, we kind of forgave it, thought, well, we're tired. You know, we'll finish it up. And it worked out great. We got to see the two main events on Supercard of Honor and a little bit more of the Bully Ray stuff, which we'll get into in a second. But then the whole rest of the weekend, including this morning, could not watch Supercard of Honor on the Ring of Honor app or on the website. Ring of Honor, get your crap together with this Honor Club stuff. That people are paying money for it. When you roll it out, it should work. You should have that right, being able to instantly have stuff on demand. You should have that at least right.
So when we turned it on, we got into the Kenny. I agree, though. When we turned it on, we got into the Kenny King Silas Young match. We were in the middle. That match had a cool ending. I love Beer City Bruiser, man.
Beer City Bruiser coming out from under the ring, zip tying Kenny King's legs together, so he couldn't stand up. It was a last man standing match, so if you couldn't stand up after ten count, you lost. Kenny King loses his title with zip ties tied around his feet. Care of the man with the second greatest body in all of wrestling, Beer City Bruiser.
And here's the thing. Then, so after that, we come in, and I'm not just running this down, but this is what we saw. Yeah. We came in, and Cheeseburger comes out for a match, and it's so puzzling because this is an unannounced match. You don't know
what's going on. At that point, it was 12 o'clock. I mean, this show came out at 8:30. We thought it would be a normal length show. It's already 12 o'clock, and they haven't even started the main event yet. So Cheeseburger in an unannounced match with some guy. I don't even remember the guy's name.
But the important part is Bully Ray comes out. He starts partnering with Cheeseburger because he asked him to. Then he just destroys Cheeseburger. And then he holds the show hostage by saying that he's going to pile drive Cheeseburger in the ring, which is beautiful pro wrestling storyline.
Yes.
Because Louisiana State Commission was down there, wrestling or sports commission, said, you know, you can't pile drive anybody this weekend.
Yeah, there were a list of banned moves.
Yeah, and pile drive was on there. So I thought it was funny. I thought it was great. Bully Ray then turns heel. I'm not sure what the point of that was.
So Bully Ray, kind of the authority, the new Hall of Fame inductee, Bully Ray, kind of the authority in ROH, now he's a heel authority, which I think it's a played storyline, so we'll see how that goes.
But anyways, ROH, not just telling their stories in the on the technical side, telling them also on the storyline side, very much so during their main events this year.
I felt like if you wanted the technical wrestling show, it was NXT. ROH, what we saw, was a storyline-driven show. I'm not putting that down. I think ROH needs to lean heavy on their storylines since they're trying to become a viable alternative to WWE. But it was surprising. Cody, Omega, storyline match all the way. Cody, at this point, wrestling Hollywood Hogan style.
Yeah, I mean, that was like an old school WCW. I thought that match was going to give us in-ring, maybe like a Nakamura AJ that we thought it was going to.
But didn't even try.
No, didn't try. It just said, we're going to do this old school
bad guy versus plucky fight. Good guy. Yep.
Mixed in with some technical stuff.
Sure. I mean, I'm not saying it was a bad match at all. I'm not saying anything bad about this match. I thought it was really good. Cody taking off the weight belt, hitting him with the weight belt just like Hollywood. I mean, it was a really good match. And then the Bucks come out at the end, go to super kick Cody, accidentally super kick Omega. That's the finish. Cody goes over. So we still got story. There's still more, like, what's going to happen next on the Ring of Honor, you know?
And then, of course, I felt like the main event of Supercard Honor delivered in a way that I didn't think was possible.
No.
Dalton Castle, props to you, sir. Best match you've had to date. And you did it with, I'm assuming, what was a broken pinky. Looked like a mangled pinky at the end there.
Yeah. Dalton probably took that spot halfway through the match where he took a back body drop onto the outside steps. He must have landed on his hand or something because his pinky was completely mangled. Facing the villain Marty Scurll, who one of his high spots is looking like he's breaking your fingers. And Castle took that twice after that. And the ref also took that bump, which I thought was fun.
That was a great
When the ref took the hand, I don't even know what they call that. Does he have a name for that?
I don't know.
When he got his hand broken by Marty Scurll, his fingers broken, and then couldn't count the three count. That was one of my favorite moments of the entire weekend.
It was great.
That was indie wrestling to the max right there.
Yeah, I didn't feel like Dalton Castle should have kept that belt until the end of the show, and then I was like, no, that was. We were both cheering for Dalton Castle to win by the end of that thing.
We were. That match won me over. I wasn't really even looking forward to it that much.
And Marty Skrull, great job there too. Just a good show. Good show. You know,
from what we saw, I'm not letting Ring of Honor off the hook about this whole Honor Club streaming business.
So, yeah, but the mains delivered on that show, and of course the mains delivered on
and the next, Bully Ray surprise. Don't forget that.
And the mains delivered on Takeover, of course. Takeover
NXT
as a whole.
Takeover. What was the main event on Takeover?
Best show of the weekend, really.
And I'm happy to say I was wrong. I don't know if I said it on the podcast, but I certainly said it to Bobby. I thought that the ladder match had the potential, the North American title ladder match at NXT, had the potential to be a real stinker, a surprise stinker. It came out first and came out strong. Of course, Adam Cole winning that NXT North American title in a great, brutal, brutal ladder match. Mm. Your big hosses, Lars Sullivan and Killian Dane.
I don't know how EC3 survived that. I really don't know, man.
Brutalized in that match with three nasty, just smashed by ladder spots. Props to EC3. Props everybody. Had big moments. Sadly, EC3's big moments was all being destroyed. But Ricochet working hard in that match in his NXT debut. Adam Cole, of course, being the snake that he is, winning that match. And the big guys working hard. Who else? Velveteen Dream has some huge spots off the ladder. Props to everyone involved in that match. Made that NXT North American Championship look like something.
Who do you think came out the best in that? Who do you think came out looking the best? Who do you think got the biggest rub by that?
You know, I'm going to say Velveteen Dream.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And he didn't need it. I mean, he was already had a pretty good reputation. But, yeah, I'm going to say Velveteen Dream.
Yeah.
Ember Moon and Shayna Baszler having their women's title match. I thought that one was a really strong match. Shayna coming out on top. We're getting the wrap it up symbol here from Bobby for no reason.
To drive a long
way. I'm not finished with this yet!
I have to drive a very long way.
What else? What were the other? Let's go over the NXT real quick.
Oh my gosh,
the Tag Team Champion Triple Threat Dusty Classic match with Undisputed Era. Of course, Adam Cole having a sub in for Bobby Fish, who was injured. Adam Cole basically pulling double duty and then laying around the whole time for the match, hurt from the ladder, selling the ladder match. And then at the end, Roderick Strong turning on his own partner.
Didn't see that one coming.
Giving Undisputed Era the win. Basically joining this Ring of Honor faction in NXT. That was my favorite as far as moments go. That might have been my favorite moment of all of Saturday night.
That was a great one, man. It just was. It was just excellent. It was an excellent call. You just didn't see it coming. And now the Undisputed Era, stronger than ever.
Stronger, yes. And I loved Adam Cole's reaction because it wasn't like a setup thing. Like, we paid him off. It was like, oh, you're with us now. This is great.
Yeah, exactly, man.
So, and then Bobby Fish coming out and Kyle O'Reilly. Kyle O'Reilly worked hard in that match. Authors of Pain putting on a great performance. Pete Dunne. But, I mean, props to everybody involved in every NXT match. Of course, Aleister Black ascending to the NXT Championship. Predicted it, but now that it happened, I feel like it might have been a little too soon. I thought Almost worked really hard and could have carried that title a little longer. And then, of course, Ciampa, Gargano. If you watch one match from this weekend, seek that out. That was, like we thought, stole the entire weekend.
It really did. It really, truly did. I felt like Almost and Black was strong. I was surprised that Black went over, though. I really thought Almost was going to keep that title. But that was great. AOP, I think they're coming up. How would you like if they came out and put Nicholas through a table?
That would be great. That would be great.
Or they just scared him into handing over the belt. Like, they just stood over him and handed him the belt.
Yeah. Well, that's what's great about wrestling, you know. Last night was the season finale. Tonight, the season premiere.
Woo!
All these things are up in the air. We're going to find out that and more, what's going on in Raw tonight. And we'll be back later this week to talk about it. Real quick. What was the food of the weekend?
I'm going to have to say the barbecue nachos were the food of the weekend.
You know what? I told Kristen this morning that nothing topped it. It's like Gargano Ciampa. Yeah. Came out on NXT. Nothing at WrestleMania topped it, but everything was great, man. That buffalo chicken dip that Courtney made. The pizza was awesome. The meatballs were killer. Give me something else. Tell me something else that was great.
The wings were really good. Wings were super strong.
What about those glass bottles with my koozies on them?
Oh,
my wrestling shirt koozies.
That
huge party at the Good Brother Hot Compound this weekend. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Durango Grill for hosting this. Edmund for keeping it down for us. This has been the Good Brothers Reaction Show to WrestleMania Weekend 2018. We hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't watched it, go get the network. Watch it.
Enjoy it. Watch that rally.
It's free.
Match.
It's free for 30 days. It's free for 30 days. Sign up. Watch TakeOver New Orleans. Watch WrestleMania 34. And maybe I'll be able to watch Honor Club before we Supercard of Honor before we come on again. Who knows?
We'll see.
We'll be back later this week. Good night. Don't watch the Hall of Fame. It's super boring. The Baltimore Relay!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.